بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the أشعار of عارف بالله التي أقدس هزد معنا شاه حكيم محمد أخبر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون دل در مجلس أهل دل. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جا نہ دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں, سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جی ڈر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جا نہ دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. یہ دنیا والے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے, یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے, پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں, پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں, سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جی ڈر بھی جاؤں. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر, یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر, غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں, غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں, سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جی ڈر بھی جاؤں. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا, یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا, مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن کیوں بناؤں مگر نشیں من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں یا رب دیگر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اخجل سکون دل گل ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اخجل سکون دل گل ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں یا رب جیدر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جیگر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Awak Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has presented this beautiful bayan in poetic form to show us how enjoyable our deen is and what is the way to get that enjoyment where everybody is looking, what everybody wants in life is sukoon e dil. Any person you ask him what he wants in life, he wants peace, contentment. He wants enjoyment in life. But unfortunately, we are looking for it in every other place where it doesn't lie. Somebody is looking for it in entertainment, somebody is looking for it in his business, somebody is looking for it in illicit love affairs and all other places where it doesn't lie at all. The creator of peace and comfort is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah ta'ala has got soul control and Allah ta'ala sends that down from the heavens that you won't find on the earth. Allah ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat who sends down the peace, contentment. And where does Allah send it? In the hearts of the true believers, that is the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is giving his life experience that from a young age, a 17-year-old young boy, energetic, very intelligent, went to spend his life in the company of a great Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, in a village, Pulpur, where there was no life, so to say. A young boy in the company of a 70-year-old man, and not for 1 or 2 years, 17 years, prime life. So Hazrat is giving us, Allahu Akbar, the essence of his life, and what experience, and what the love of Allah Ta'ala. He says, where did I get all this? Sukoon e dil, dar majlis e ahle dil. If you're looking for real peace, contentment, comfort in life, then you won't find it anywhere. You'll only find it in the majlis of the Ahle Dil. The people who have got hearts. We all might be thinking we have got hearts. But Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gives another beautiful example. He says Allah Ta'ala has created many insects with wings. But We don't call them all parwana means wings. A fly, we don't call it an insect with a wing, we call it a makki, because it goes to all dirt, it goes to all filth. And those insects that goes to the light, like the moth, we call it parwana. They see the light and they run into the light. So exactly the same, myself, we all got hearts. But that heart that is not filled with the noor of Allah, that heart is not worth being called a heart. So those people are hearts. Those people got hearts who Allah Ta'ala Himself says, wa ibadur Rahman. All the creation of Allah are the servants of Allah. But Allah says, my special servants, ibadur Rahman, those servants who are enjoying the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala, they are the people who are regarded as the people who got hearts. So if you also want to make your heart a heart, and you also want to be among the Ahl Adil, then just come in this majlis. And then you realize that where am I looking for peace and happiness and contentment, and the more I go in those places, the more I get depression. So come here. So in here when you will realize that where is this peace and contentment, Hazrat says so beautifully, Siwai tere koi tikana nahi hai, ya Rab jidar bhi jau, kisi ghame jaan wa dil sunau, kise ghame jigar dikhau. That, oh Allah, I have realized, when I came in the company of a person who has got heart, who knows the value of heart and who gave him the heart, and he felt in his heart, the heart Allah has made the palace of the kings of kings. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. As it is mentioned in the Hadith al-Qudsi, that the word, the earth is too small, I can't fit in the earth. The skies are too small also, I can't fit in the skies. If there's a place I can fit in, is the heart of a believer. But that heart has to be pure for Allah Ta'ala to fit in that heart. So when a person comes in this company, then you will realize, siwai tere koi tikana nahi. That, oh Allah, besides you, there is no place of refuge. There is no place where I can find peace and comfort. It is only by in your company, oh Allah. Ya Rab, jidhar bhi jau. I can go wherever I want in the world. People are going for greener pastures. And people are thinking, if I got an American passport, if I got this passport, if I go to that country, you'll end up with that country, you see, is more problems. Any country you go for any needs of this world, for any consolement and peace in this world, you'll never find peace. You can go anywhere else, and Allah is not in our life, you'll never find peace. On the other hand, you can be loving in a country which is full of crime, but you got Allah in your heart, you'll be loving in peace. You'll be at ease. So a person just will only realize in the company of the friends of Allah, when we come and sit in their company with an open heart, that, oh Allah, my heart also that is full of problems, purify my heart. And then Hazrat says that in order to get your heart purified, kisse ghame jaan aur dil sunao. Who can I explain the pain of the heart that to pardon? Spread this part of the love of Allah Ta'ala to get this heart into our heart, you have to make some sacrifices. And that sacrifice, Hazrat says, although it's very difficult to become the friend of Allah, but Allah has made it very, very easy. Allah says, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with my true, righteous, pious servant. And Allah didn't even say you must listen to their bayan or anything. Just be in their company. Because where they are, Allah Ta'ala's special focus is upon them. And if you sit in that company, that, oh Allah, I also want that noor of that, what is in their heart, this connection with yours, this kayfiyat of ihsan, that they know every minute Allah is present, then a person will get this. But for that, a person now will have to go through pain, that is, leave out all your wrong entertainment, where you are looking in the wrong company. Now that will give you some grief, but your people won't understand that. You now, you change your company, change your friendship, etc. And your Hazrat is not here talking about that. Hazrat is talking, as you get the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you start realizing that I still need more of the love. And Allah Ta'ala's love is unlimited. So the friends of Allah Ta'ala, in their ibadat, they regarding it as pain, that, oh Allah, I still haven't reached you, although they are progressing every second. And Hazrat says, who can I tell this tale? Nobody will understand. Till you really realize what is the love of Allah, then you will know this is that grief that gives you happiness. All other grief will take you into depression, and from depression, all this antidepressants, and then you'll go on to injections, and finally you'll commit suicide, and you'll end up nowhere. And Hazrat says, when you commit suicide and you go into the cupboard, and you see there's no way out, now where are you going to run? So this is the place we have to run to, the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, who can I show the wounds of my liver, the wounds that effort that Allah Ta'ala granted me to feel to come in the company of the pious servant. And this is what Hazrat is teaching us, that not just to be present in the majlis, we have to be present, we have to be attentive, and then what we are given, the treatment and the medicine that our Shaykh gives us, we have to work on that. In other words, as Hazrat taught us, controlling of our eyes, our ears, our tongue, etc. It's not just for me, myself, just a matter of listening, and I made notes, but I have to go through that little pain. And when you sit in the company, and as Hazrat taught us, if we make our zikr, then see the enjoyment of this pain. And this is such enjoyment, you can't explain to others. You tell your friends, they won't understand, till you bring them into these majalis. Then Hazrat says, now you will realize, that where I was running to for support, where I was running to for peace and contentment, ye dunya wale, the whole world, all of them put together, to bear wafa hai, they are totally disloyal. Whether it's your shop, whether it's your degree, whether it's any other, your sports, whether it's your cars, whether it's your friends, all of them are totally disloyal. Why? Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. They don't even know what is the value of loyalty. They don't know what is to be loyal. Loyal is when you are a real slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the great being who gave us life. You stay away from the disobedience of Allah. That is actually, some ulama have termed that as taqwa. That what is taqwa? To be loyal to the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then you'll understand what is loyalty. Otherwise, everybody, everything in this world, they only want, they've got some ulterior motive. Your own shop also, if you think that is giving you peace, you don't open your shop, then you think, oh, I won't have business. No, so all these things of this world, whatever it is totally disloyal. They don't even know the value of loyalty, so where are they going to be loyal to you? So if you realize this, now an intelligent person, he'll understand that, like Hazrat gives a beautiful example, that an old man has got only one gold coin. And this is his whole efforts are only in that one gold coin. So he thinks that I can't leave it in my house. He's got a small shanty. He carries it with him all the time. So his friend invited him one day, they'd come and take a rest at my house, sleep with me tonight. He says, no problem, I'm alone, I'll come. His gold coin is there all the time. He's checking because he thinks that is going to give him peace and comfort. He goes around at night, he slept there with his friend. In the morning, the first thing his eyes open, he's looking at where's his gold coin. Because we don't know where there's loyalty. When we come in the company of the friends of Allah, when our eyes open, the first thing we'll check our iman. Am I reading my dua? Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. He is looking for his gold coin. He saw it's missing. Now he's pareshan. He got up middle of the night. He sees it's dark. There's no light there. He can't find it. He goes out of that small room. And he sees, oh, opposite the road, there's a big floodlight. So he goes there, he gets happy, he's searching there. His friend wakes up, where's my friend? I can't find him. He goes out, he looks, oh, there's he under the light. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin. A friend is a friend, he's going to help you middle of the night also. After a while, he's saying, it's common, where you lost it? He says, I think where I was sleeping in your room, I lost it there. So he says, why are you looking for it here? He says, there in your room, it's dark, here there's a lot of light. So unfortunately, that is my condition. We're looking for the peace in the floodlights of the casinos, in the clubs, in the universities, everywhere else besides where it is. He said, come back in the room. Even if it's dark and you just spread your hands all over, you'll find it there. So peace and contentment is here in the company of the friends of Allah. Then you'll realize, fir unko dil dekar, zindagi ko jafa se ahang kyu banau? Then why should I give the things of this world? All the things, and as Hazrat termed it so beautifully, that everything in this world besides Allah, they all idols. So why should I give my heart to these things and put myself, make zulam on myself and put myself into difficulty by becoming the slaves of the things of this world. I become the slave of my business so much that a person actually boasts, as it says, that today I was so busy, I didn't even have time to eat my sandwiches. And what you are busy for, to get peace, you're not getting peace. You are more in problem. You didn't even have time to say, I didn't even have time to take my wife for appointment to the doctor. So what is the purpose of that business? So how we shouldn't be fooled. That Hazrat says, Ye bud jo muhtaj hai sarapa hulam unka banu to kyu kar. So all these idols that are themselves, they are totally dependent and they are not independent. Besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Samad, Allahu Akbar, Al Muhtaju ilayhi kulli shay. That everything is dependent upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَيِّ أَحَدٍ. Allah is not in need of anybody, not even the malaika, not even the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So why should I give my heart to anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat? As when Hazrat Awadada Shaykh explained, in the company of the friends of Allah you will learn. Agar dil dena ho to usi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, then give it to the great being who gave you a heart. Allah knows the value of your heart. Yeah. Then Hazrat further explained that you say that here in this company you'll get peace and contentment, but here outwardly when you come it looks dry. Hazrat says the artificial entertainment of this world is just a bluff. Why? Ye mana hai, ye mana humne chaman mein, khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast wa sheda, magar nashe man jo aarzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyu banaun? That Hazrat says that nightingale is in a beautiful garden with all beautiful roses and is singing his tunes, etc. So he is like in a place of enjoyment. He is enjoying his life. But he doesn't know that it's just a temporary garden. That why when the season is, the spring season comes, all the flowers are beautiful. He doesn't know that the season is going to change. And just now autumn and winter is going to come, it's all going to be dry. So Hazrat says exactly, all your glitter and glamour of this world, whether it's your palace, whether you can be in the best resort, whether you can be in the best the hotel in the world, but remember that Hazrat puts that all that is just like a nest. This poor bird made his nest in the garden and he thinks I'm in comfort. Hazrat says it's arzi, it's temporary. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This whole world is a box of deception. Just temporary, few minutes, it looks very entertaining, very rosy. Every person goes to the best hotel, he comes back, he says, I need another rest. So where you went? The world cannot give us peace, contentment. So Hazrat says, why should I make this my abode? This is not my abode. Allah says, I have sent you here to prepare for your real abode, and that is tilka darul akhirah. Your house is that place where you'll get every entertainment. But the greatest entertainment in Jannat also, when a person makes his heart a heart, when you get the slightest glimpse of the beauty of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah's special tajalli, you will forget of Jannat itself also. Allahu Akbar. So that is why Hazrat says, finally giving us the lesson from the heart, Mujhe to akhtar, sukune dil gar mila, to bas ehle dil ke dar pe. And these are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. People of this world, they got little something, they don't want to show you that how I made business. The friends of Allah who got the greatest wealth, the love of Allah, he says, I want to tell everybody that everybody must get this wealth, and all you, the greatest wealth is to get the love of Allah, become the friend of Allah. So Hazrat says, let me tell you where is this. This is something that we're supposed to pay the biggest price in the world, but Allah Ta'ala has made it free of charge. No charge here. This is such a majlis, the whole world cannot pay for it. So Hazrat says that my life's experience, addressing himself, but actually addressed for me and all of us, that, oh Akhtar, if I actually got peace and contentment in my heart, and everybody in our heart, we can think for ourselves, you just enter the masjid, and then when you sit in the company of our Shaykh, the Wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat, see what peace just comes in your mind. And see your heart and your mind also just comes into comfort mode. And then when we take the medicine, then what can I tell you? Hazrat says, if I ever got peace and contentment anywhere, living in a village, but I was like I was in Jannah, so to say. Because in the company of the Ahlullah, you are indirectly in the company of Allah. So in the company of Allah, wherever you are in enjoyment, you are in pleasure. To unke dil ko main apne maskan sami mein dil se kyu banau. So Hazrat is giving us this advice that if I found the peace and contentment in the heart of the friends of Allah in their majlis, then with the firmness of my heart, why shouldn't I make that place my abode? Why shouldn't I make that place in this world? If I want to love anywhere, then love with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and die with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will see what is the real enjoyment of life. And we will be looking forward to our everlasting life of Akhirah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maulana is a revert. He was, he's from Australia. And mashallah, he became an alim also. And his whole family, mashallah, how much they are in deen. Let's bring to us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi sahabi jama'in wa lantabihum bi ihsanin ila yawmi deen amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, that all of us have been given opportunities such that we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example that comes in my mind is that when we make mujahidah, when we struggle on our nafs, on ourselves, then He gives us a glimpse. It gives us a glimpse of the level of the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It gives us the glimpse of how much we can come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can get that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. I remember when I was in Jamaat, you know, we were in the middle of Pakistan in the desert, in the pedal Jamaat. There's nothing there, there's no comfort. We're walking and we're getting dusty. You wash your clothes, as soon as you walk, the clothes are dusty again. Lots of mujahidah that a person cannot imagine. And subhanAllah, just at that time when we are facing that mujahidah, we're facing that struggle on our nafs, then we can understand, we can at least imagine the Sahaba Allah and the qualities they had, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, these gatherings and this khanka and this effort that is being made here on the nafs, then it gives us a glimpse into that love of Allah. It gives us into a glimpse of how much that heart can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we cannot do this by ourselves, that we need the guidance of a sheikh, we need the guidance of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to get that, you know, subhanAllah, so many opportunities have been here in these few days in Ramadan. And subhanAllah, that with this discipline that we have developed, that this is a lesson for us, that we have to take that back to the rest of our lives. That discipline that we have developed and that good routine, that we have to bring that into our lives. This is the life of a Muslim, is that we are very disciplined. That we are not just following things haphazardly. That we have a guidance, we have an objective, we have a goal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah give us that love, that love of Allah, that, you know, when subhanAllah, that those small, you know, sometimes that we're in the gathering of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majlis of deen, and sometimes we'll be in our salat, we'll be prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that feeling which comes into the heart, that nothing, it compares to nothing of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the glimpses of this, and has made us realize that all of those years of our lives, that how many years have gone by, that how much time we have wasted, that how much time and how many opportunities that we have been given and bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have just wasted, we have thrown them out the door. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq that we improve, that we make more effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what we have done, that we use this as a step to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we realize that there is so much more and so much capacity that we are able to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us that tawfiq inshallah and accepts all of